Hello and welcome to Ask the Accountant podcast Pit Stops. We are here on day two at the Festival of Accounting and Bookkeeping. And our next interview is with the wonderful, the lovely Sue Green. Sue, tell us who you are and what you do.
Hello, my name is Sue Green and I'm the founder and owner of Ricks Green Limited. And we are a zero trainer.
That's right, we all make mistakes.
I'm on the blue side.
Someone's got to be.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So how long have you been in business?
So this is my fifth year now.
Fantastic.
As Ricks Green Limited, yeah.
And what do you do primarily? What's your primary services?
So the main thing is that I help people on zero. So they're either on another piece of software that could be on Sage 50 and they want to get off desktop onto a cloud form of software. Or they've been using Xero for 18 months and they go, oh, I don't really know how to use it.
Yep.
And we just get them to use Xero to fit them and their business, really.
Brilliant.
That's mainly what we do, yeah.
So, as I said in the introduction, this is day two.
Yes.
Were you here yesterday? You were?
I was, yes, all day, yes, even for the party. Yes.
Fantastic. What was your first impression of Festival of Accounting and Bookkeeping?
It's a little bit smaller than the others, like Accountex and all the others. The talks were a lot, you could get to the talks a lot better. There's a lot of talks and there's still a lot of talks today.
Yeah.
There wasn't as many apps that I thought, software that I thought there would be here, but I found three good, really new ones.
Wow.
That I was like, wow, that could make a difference to my life and to my clients' lives, really.
I mean, that's all it takes, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you can walk away with one, yeah, in your case, free software.
Yeah, absolutely.
That you go, this is going to make a difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then it doesn't matter how many software providers there are.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. So what's your highlight been so far?
Other than this?
Other than this, of course.
I think really, I actually met Apron.
Okay.
Which is phenomenal, which,
yep,
is going to save me and my clients a lot of time and money.
Yeah.
And I actually thought last night, I don't normally stay for parties because I don't, right, drink and everybody's getting drunk. Actually, people didn't get that drunk. I don't,
no,
know. But I just thought that it was very, more of a community here. So there was more people talking, you're getting more involved with everybody that's, yep, here. Whereas a lot of other exhibitions, they're that big that you can't, you don't get to meet loads of people. There's,
yeah,
too many people. So I think actually it was really nice last night. That was quite an highlight for me, yeah, to get,
brilliant,
to meet people.
Yeah, they had a band, didn't they?
And yeah,
it was very chilled. It wasn't like party, party, party.
No.
It was,
no,
yeah, there were people on the dance floor enjoying the band.
Yeah.
But actually the music wasn't so loud you couldn't have a conversation if you stepped away from the dance floor.
Absolutely. And
yeah, it was a really nice feel.
Nice atmosphere. And I think because the stage was in the centre, there was a lot of people still standing at other stands around,
yeah,
it. And there was a lot of conversations going on and a lot of networking going on, really.
Some of the best conversations I've had at events happen in the evenings.
Absolutely.
Like, people are a bit less corporate.
Yeah.
They're a bit more open and honest.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're really good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you do a few events a year.
Yes.
You're a regular face on the conference circuit.
Yes.
How do you justify going to so many events and how do you make sure you get value from that when you go home?
It's very difficult, isn't it? Everybody thinks it's a jolly and it could be.
Yep.
But it's very expensive if you're going for 2 days. Like I'm only coming here for 1 to 1 o'clock this afternoon because I've got another meeting after. But I think things like Accountex, I feel that you have to go.
Yep.
Because it's part of your brand and it's part of your image and you've got to be part of that community.
Mm-hmm.
I think as well, working on your own as your own business, and I only have one person working with me, it's very difficult to, Zoom's fine and a lot of other networkings are fine, but I think if you come into this community, for me, that's why I go to a lot of them.
Yeah.
Not just to meet the vendors, but actually meet your suppliers, get that community, and you never know who else you're going to meet.
Brilliant. So, deep question now.
Go.
What do you think of the UK accounting and bookkeeping event space at the moment?
There's a lot of them, isn't there?
There is.
And they all seem to be like coming in at the same time. I don't know whether they can all hold hands and get together and just have one massive one. I doubt it very much. But I think they're all different, aren't they? Obviously, I do want to go to Accountex.
Yeah.
If he's down in London. I mean, the reason I come here is because I live in, you may should tell my accent, I live in Tamworth. So it's not like literally 5 miles,
yeah,
away. But it does take a lot for us to go down into London, especially Accountex. You do have to have those 2 days. So that is 2 days out of the office and then a day back in the office recovering and just,
yeah,
getting the most, sitting down and looking at what you've seen. Yeah, there is a lot of them, I think. Well, it's the three. And then you've got your own. So like,
then you've got roadshows and everything
else.
Yeah.
But I think you do need to be out there and looking and just getting your face out there, really.
Yeah.
You know.
Keeping up with the industry.
Absolutely, yeah.
Whether that's the community, the tech.
Absolutely. Because, you know, you could, like, pick up a piece of software because somebody's recommended it, but you don't get to see and talk about it unless you're actually in that community and in that And if you've got a network in your business, they're all of other people. So it's very rare you actually get and talk to accountants and bookkeepers together other than these venues.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Brilliant. Okay. What do you love most about the industry?
Oh, my personal love is the fact that I can go into a business or talk to a business owner and for them to get a piece of software and make a massive difference to their business, you know, and so the time saving, accuracy, you know, knowing the numbers. And I know that I'm not an accountant, you know, and I don't think I'd ever be an accountant because he's like, my God, it's really hard. So what I do is get the numbers right for the accountant to do the proper job, you know, to analyze those figures and give advice to the business owner. So for me, I don't think there's a more faster growing technical business. Yeah. You know, the tech that's coming into accountancy over the last 5 years is awesome, really.
Yeah.
Absolutely awesome.
Brilliant. What would you like to change about the industry then?
If I'm really honest,
I'm
sorry if I offend anybody out there, dinosaur accountants. Every day, I see loads of people that go, oh, it's all right, my accountant doesn't need software. I don't need software. My accountant says I don't need software. Or, and I look at somebody's software and I'm like, well, the bank rec's never been done. That you're just using to put your sales invoices on. They have no idea about their figures until the end of the year or even then 9 months after and go, you've got a bill to pay.
Yeah.
So for me, it's that dinosaur accountant that doesn't talk to their...
underserving their clients.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I really would change.
Absolutely.
But I think change is coming, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you look at these events now, compared to 5 years ago, day and night.
Absolutely. Like,
you know, you see some people walking around in shirts and chinos.
Yeah.
The amount of hoodies and jeans and stuff like that, you see.
It's more casual.
It's more relaxed. It's more casual. There's more community than that. Because no one ever used to talk to each other. It was all competition.
Absolutely. There's no way you'd, if you go to a networking group and there's three accountants there, they wouldn't be talking to each other.
No.
You know, whereas now people say, well, actually, if a business says, well, I'm going to move accountants, say, well, actually, it should be, well, actually, you're right. You're not the right fit for me. So let me go and talk to a couple of accountants. I feel that is right for you.
Yeah.
And that's what it should be, isn't it, really?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. How would you describe your ideal client then?
Oh, my ideal. Oh, this is nice. So ideal client would be they are on a piece of software, i.e., sorry, Sage, but a desktop software, and they are moving it from a desktop to a cloud version, i.e. Xero. That for me is my ideal client. You know, they've got a good, I have to check the Sage is good data. Yeah. And then, and the beauty of that is I usually get people that have been using software for like 30 years.
Yeah.
And they're frightened to move. And that's where I feel I have that little bit of patience. I handhold them and I take them through the whole journey.
You see that comforting, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I become their best friend for 3 months.
Yeah.
And they go, Sue. And then after 3 months, I don't hear. I'm almost like Nanny McPhee. Hopefully, you don't look like her. But, you know, after 3 months, they don't really need me.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm always on the end of the phone
for
that little question. Go, Sue, I forgot how to do that. Or can you help me? Or so, yeah, that's my ideal client.
Brilliant. What's your favourite piece of tech in your day-to-day work?
Well, I am going to be a bit biased here, and I'm sorry, you are here, aren't you, Johan? But I think for me as a business owner, client engager, as a practice manager, although I'm not a bookkeeper.
I'll slip you the fiver later. Yeah,
absolutely. Although I'm not bookkeeping or accounting, I work with a lot of accountants, so some of my clients are not direct clients. I work through accountants.
Yeah.
So I have to make sure that my CRM practice management software allows me to put that they are not my client, they're somebody else.
Yep.
So and it's just really flexible for me. On a day-to-day business for my end users, obviously Xero.
Yep.
But the add-ons that I would have said Dext, but sorry, Dext, I think I'm going to move to Apron.
You heard it here first, people. You heard it here first.
Absolutely. Sorry.
What Apron have done. And how they've built a tool so quickly by listening to accountants and bookkeepers is incredible.
Yeah, like, amazing.
It's going to be a huge disruptor to the industry.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you feel about AI and how it's going to impact you and your clients and the businesses?
Oh, God, I'm loving AI. I don't use it that much at the moment. I'm using it a little bit with my social media.
Yep.
But I was talking to a large Xero partner yesterday, and they've got a couple of accountants that are slightly dyslexic, but they use AI as a personal assistant, and he actually uses three types of AI for doing different tasks.
Okay.
With him. So that to me, because I do things, I like to go, right, done that next, and it's the paperwork for me. So although I do it, it's really tedious, but if I can get AI to work well with that,
yeah,
and automation as well. It's all about automation,
yeah.
isn't it?
Really. Like, I use, I am dyslexic,
right?
And I use Grammarly.
Yeah.
It corrects everything, but now it's got an AI tool built into it. That means it will go, we understand what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
If you word it this way, it's going to come across better.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
You know, if you type something in, you can then go, can you make that a bit more neutral?
Yeah.
So maybe take the F word out.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, I do use Grammarly actually. But the thing is, because you use it every day, you forget that
you forget
it,
it's parody. Yeah, yeah.
I did see you the other week with that little recording.
Oh, the plaud note.
What did you think of that?
I use it daily.
Really?
So literally, it sits there. It will record like this conversation for me if I wanted it to. It then takes that and puts it onto the phone, into an app. The app that goes into ChatGPT automatically. It transcribes the whole recording, minute for minute, and then it summarizes it. So all I do, after I've had a client meeting with potentially someone that's not my client, I'm not their client manager.
Yes.
One of my team is, but I've been brought in for my expertise in that conversation. Now, ideally, the client manager would attend.
Yes.
But sometimes they can't.
Yeah.
So what we do, I'll do the meeting. I record it. Obviously, I make my client aware I'm recording the meeting.
Yes.
And then I go into Client Engager, I copy and paste the summary first at the top of the meeting log.
Yes, yeah.
Then I copy and paste the whole transcription into there. Now, it doesn't give names because obviously it doesn't know who said what.
Yes.
But you can tell, you can start by telling Buddy who said what.
Yeah.
You can work it out. And my team are just like, it's like we were in the meeting.
Yeah.
And then I've also got the audio recording as a backup if they ever want to listen into it.
Wow.
And it's like, so that, if I wanted to transcribe and do all that to that level, even if I was just doing a summary, it's a 10-minute job.
Yeah, easy.
Under 2 minutes.
Absolutely.
It's incredible.
Well, you're having a conversation. If you're having a conversation and you start writing it down,
you're not listening.
You're not listening to the client, are you? And then you think, oh, my God, I need to write that down. And then you forget. And then meetings sort of like go off on tangents, don't they?
Yep. Yeah, and like the amount of times I'd sit there with my notes open, ready to write my notes, and I'd get out of the meeting, it's like, I've written nothing down.
The date.
I was listening.
Yeah.
I was being in the conversation and being present.
Yeah.
So.
But then if you did a summary, it's like you say, you have to then go, all right, I've got to do it quickly. But if you were onto it.
Did I remember that correctly? Is that in context?
Yeah.
So, saves me loads of time. Very good tool.
With my training, I do record the training because a lot of my training is online. But I think how professional would it be to actually do the training and then send them a summary of the training?
Yeah. Or take that transcription,
because
you can tell it what you wanted to turn it into, so like meeting notes, or a timeline, or a blog, and it will reword it as a blog for you. So you could record your training, and then have a blog at the end of that training session to go on your website.
Wow. Ooh, I might invest.
Very cool, Tom.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Right. How long have you been listening to Ask the Accountant, and how did you find us?
I don't know how did I find you? Was it through Client Engager?
That or LinkedIn or Facebook or... you're a regular listener.
I'm a regular listener. I don't always get up at 8:30 to listen. I tend to end up going, I have to log in after. It's got to be 12 months, hasn't it now, maybe? Is it that long?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like it. I like the comedy. There is some things,
Entertainment factor.
Entertainment factor, 10 out of 10. I love
Brilliant.
It. Yeah, I get to know your personal lives as well.
You do? Yeah. It's like you know who we are.
Absolutely. Which is really weird, isn't it? Because when you meet people, like obviously we've met and client engagement and all that sort of stuff. But when we first meet, LinkedIn and social media is really good because I know that person.
Yes.
You know, but then when I actually listen to you all the time, I listen to the Diary of a CEO. So I know that guy.
Yeah.
if I met him, he'd be like, who are you?
Yeah.
But in my head, you I'm know with that him person. All the time. Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us, Sue. It's been an absolute pleasure to chat to you. This is your opportunity to plug you, your business, whatever you want to plug.
Okay.
You can either have this camera over here or this one over here.
Okay.
The floor is yours.
Okay, thank you very much, everyone. So first of all, I'd like to say thank you very much for having
You're
me on.
You're very welcome.
This is amazing. So my name is Sue Green, and the company is Rick's Green, and you can find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, or on my website, which is ricksgreen.co.uk. What do I want to plug? Basically, zero training. So I take people, implement zero from Sage 50, from Excel, from nothing, into zero, and I sit with the client and make sure that they're aware of where the money's coming from, where the money is being spent, looking at regular outgoings, making sure that on a month-to-month basis their bank is reconciled, their credit cards are reconciled, and they've got the numbers so then they can go and talk to their accountants to get that advice. I work with a lot of accountants as well, so I work with them, with their clients, but obviously they're their clients, so I don't give any advice whatsoever. It's all about getting your zero, working for you, keeping it up to date, and you understanding your accounting software. So it's Sue Green. Follow me on LinkedIn.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sue. So that brings us to the end of yet another podcast pit stop at Fab Accounting Festival and Bookkeeping Festival. Thank you very much for tuning in. Keep an eye out for the next episode, which will be coming out very soon.